8 years ago, Mexico began an ambitious plan to overhaul its corrupt and outdated criminal justice system with considerable help from U.S. taxpayers. Today, in some states in Mexico, once closed-door proceedings have been opened to the public. Judges have been taught the importance of evidence. Lawyers have learned to cross-examine witnesses and to yell objection. But KJZZ's Monica Ortez Uribe reports that the police are key to these reforms succeeding.
It's a Friday night in the northern Mexican city of Chihuahua, and a team of forensic police have just arrived at a crime scene. There's a body inside a deserted home. It's stuffed in a refrigerator that's buried in the dirt floor. Police suspect a serial killer. It's the third body they find in less than a month under similar circumstances. The forensics team zips themselves into marshmallow-like bodysuits and pull on latex gloves. Inside the house, they cover the victim's hands in plastic to protect any biological matter under his nails. They bag nearby beer cans and cigarette butts and photograph everything. Outside, officers make sure the cordoned-off scene stays secure. Even this basic police work is something to marvel at in Mexico, where studies indicate 98% of crimes go unsolved. David Shirk is an expert in Mexican criminal justice.
The fundamental feature of Mexico's new criminal justice system is that it inserts accountability into the process that allows the state's evidence to be questioned and challenged. It means that police have to do their job well.
In the past, a signed confession was enough to end an investigation and put somebody in jail. If it even existed, scientific evidence was just a bonus. Under the new system, the accused has more rights and is presumed innocent until the state can prove his or her guilt before a judge.
These reforms are going to be the key to making it clear that that work has to be done. Otherwise, criminals are going to walk free.
The U.S. has poured millions in federal tax dollars into this effort. Most of the money has gone to train Mexican judges, prosecutors, and defense attorneys. A smaller amount has gone to train police, a critical part of the reform that's far behind schedule. That's evident in high-profile cases like the 2014 disappearance of 43 students in southern Mexico. International experts blasted Mexican authorities in April, saying they'd grossly mismanaged the case. But in Chihuahua, police are making progress. It was one of the first states to adopt judicial reform. Its police have been to trainings in U.S. cities like Santa Fe, El Paso, and Chicago.
Tiradores, prepare su arma.
At the State Police Academy in Chihuahua City, cadets aim their handguns at a silhouette printed on paper and wait for their instructor's signal. During their six-month training, they work to perfect basic skills like shooting a gun and handcuffing a suspect. Claudia Rodriguez, a former prosecutor, is now the director of the academy.
When we think of police in Mexico, we think of human rights violations and tortured confessions. Our job is to replace that image with one of a well-trained professional cop.
She says the academy now mandates courses on human rights for its cadets, with a special focus on women and the LGBT community.
The change is enormous. It fills me with pride now to see an officer defend himself in court, able to stand by his work and show he has nothing to hide.
Experts like David Shirk say that pride could make officers less vulnerable to political pressure or organized crime, both serious problems that continue to inhibit justice in Mexico. Still, it could take decades before judicial reform fully matures. Aaron Ramos, a state police commander in Chihuahua, believes there's hope in the next generation. What gives me the greatest pride, he says, is when my 9-year-old son asks me to visit his school wearing my police uniform. For NPR News, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe.